Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's welcome back to the show. He's on the Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. Former Maryland star, former NFL All-Pro. Let's welcome in Lights Out Sean Merriman. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, my man? How's it going?
It's going all right, man. I got to be honest with you. Before we get to football and everything going on with that, because I know you have a ton of opinions, talking about what's going on at the owners' meetings and beyond, Lights Out Extreme Fighting, and you're a very prominent part of that event. Next one coming up on May the 6th. Tell our listeners about Lights Out Extreme Fighting and why they should be glued to their televisions on that night.
Yes, we got a big event May 6th in Burbank, California. Obviously, if you guys can't make it back in my hometown in Maryland, check us out on Fubo TV, Fubo Sports. If you don't have Fubo, get it. But we have a big MMA event, Lights Out Extreme Fight 9. We're back. So if you guys don't have Fubo, you might want to check this one out. Some of these guys are the next up-and-coming great stars of MMA. And, I'm fortunate, man, to be in this position to promote them. And I still get a chance to train with some of these guys here and there to stay in shape, to stay somewhat disciplined. So like I said, you guys can make it. Check us out on Fubo Sports, Fubo TV.
And that's Sean Merriman. We'll talk about that as well. Lights Out Extreme Fighting coming up on May the 6th. Let's talk some NFL, though. You know, Lamar Jackson sent out the tweet that he had demanded a trade from the Ravens on March the 2nd. As John Harbaugh, Sean, was talking to the media, coincidence, whatever, strategic timing, sure. But how surprised are you, Sean, that it has gotten to this point with the Ravens and with Lamar Jackson? Because if you're saying to me 3 years ago that Lamar would not finish his career in Baltimore, I think you were insane. Now it looks like it could very much be a reality here.
You know, this is so unfortunate. And in fact, I don't think we've ever seen anything like this in the history of the game. Of someone of Lamar Jackson's caliber being stuck in this situation. We knew, as me being a former player, we all knew that the quarterbacks was going to be taken care of first. If you were a great quarterback, if you were of high production and you were a leader of the team, you come first before everyone else on that team, period. And that's the way it's always been, and it's more evident now than it's ever have been in the history of the game. And so for us to see this happening is unfortunate. So it's almost in a sense a bad look on both sides. That has gotten to this point, because we all know and everyone knows of Lamar Jackson's caliber and what he means to that team and to that city and to that organization. So how in the world do you get stuck in this situation? And my only, I guess, theory that I came up with is that he doesn't have an agent.
Yep. And, hey, Sean, I was just going to ask you that, you know, because I knew your agent. He was one of my best friends. Talk about – if he had an agent, I think he would have had a deal done right after the Josh Allen thing done if he had an agent.
Everyone knows that Lamar Jackson deserves more than Kyler Murray. He deserves more than Dak Prescott. He does deserves more than Deshaun Watson. And so when you put it that way, he's deserving of a max deal. And so how do you put in terms, right? There's no one else in that team that they have coming up that they have to pay remotely any kind of money of that caliber or on that level. So this is an easy deal to get done. And so when you look at it, the NFL, not just the Ravens, but the NFL is setting a precedent telling Lamar Jackson and any other player that comes after him that you're not going to get a max deal without an agent. They're saying it without directly telling him right away. Look, have we ever seen at one point in time, four teams come out in the same week and say that they're not interested in a former league MVP? It's never happened. And so you know something is going on there. And the only thing you could come up with, because his playing ability, his production is not in question. We all know what he can do. You can talk about the possible injuries and can he finish a full season. Let me tell you something. I know 31 other teams are going to take a healthy 12 games of Lamar Jackson. Or a healthy 14 games, Lamar Jackson. They're taking that in a second. So you can't tell me the other team's not interested. They're telling you they're not going to do business a certain way without him having an agent.
Well, I think the biggest thing, Sean, is that Lamar is like stubborn, and he doesn't negotiate. He just demands, the way it sounds. I want $231 million guaranteed, otherwise don't talk to me. That's basically it. And does he deserve it just because there was an outlier contract? I think what's going to happen is once we see Hurts and Burrows, whose deals are getting close to being done, when they don't have totally guaranteed, then Lamar's got to come, you know, into reality.
I just think, and you're right, 100%. But even taking a step further than that, they've already set the precedent. It is done, right? So the worst thing also that the Ravens put themselves into is Lamar getting vocal about him wanting to leave. So if there was a possibility of an actual trade, the trade value has gone down now some, because now teams know that he is willing to leave and he wants to leave. He's requesting a trade. So with that being said, the Ravens also put themselves in a bad situation by waiting too long. If I'm sitting there and I'm the GM and I'm there and I know that he's coming off of MVP type of season or what, I'm going to try to get him early. The last thing I want is Lamar Jackson to have one more caliber MVP season where we can't even afford him. And that's where it is right now. And I understand he's had some injuries. He's been banged up. I get that 100%. But he's still deserving of a max deal that he's not going to get without an agent.
Hey, Sean, talk to the listeners here about Chucky Smith, you know, who the Ravens hired. You know, I know Harbs wanted to hire him last year because he's been like the pass rush guru. Talk about, you know, what you know about Chucky, about how he's going to help Owe and Ajabo, you know, rush a passer.
I think that Chuck Smith going to the Ravens was probably one of the best pickups on the defense side of the ball in the NFL, and I'll tell you why. I got a chance in my offseason to go train with Chuck Smith myself, and, you know, me coming off a Pro Bowl year and me coming off the years that I've had, it was so much for me to learn. So when you're talking about a technician of the game, a technician, someone who eats, sleeps, and breathes pass rushing, there is no one in the industry that I've ever worked with. I've worked with tons of pass rushing coaches, outside linebacker coaches, hand combat coaches, and no one is on the level of Chuck Smith. What he knows about the pass rushers and what he can add on to any one of these guys' game, I'm not going to be surprised if these guys will be somewhere in the top three to top five in sacks this upcoming year.
Former NFL pro, former Terp, Sean Merriman joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We're going to talk one more time about Lights Out Extreme Fighting coming up on May the 6th. But Vinny referenced Justin Herbert. Chargers made the playoffs, one of your former teams, all pro for them, obviously, when they were in San Diego, Sean. But made the playoffs last year. Eckler wanted a trade. I guess they might be able to work something out. I'm sure they'd like to keep him around when it's all said and done. But the AFC in general, with the emergence of the Chargers, with Peyton now in Denver and Russell Wilson, the Chiefs, the Kings, you got Miami made the playoffs, Jacksonville made the playoffs, Buffalo. I mean, the Jets could get Aaron Rodgers when he comes out of his latest retreat or whatever the hell he's up to now. But where do the Chargers stack up right now in what looks to be a loaded AFC?
Well, they definitely got a lot tougher, right? When you talk about Justin Herbert, he is a generational talent. I remember the first day meeting him and him walking up. I could not believe how big this dude was. And, you know, I'm walking him a little over 6'4 myself, and I found myself looking up at an angle a little bit to catch his face. He's a big dude. He's special. He has a rocket of an arm. What he needs to do is get over that hump, right? He needs to get, you know, AFC championship game, bare minimum, and then have an opportunity to play in a Super Bowl in order for him to get on that same level when you're talking about him and the Patrick Mahomes of the world. That's the only way that's going to happen. But let me tell you, this AFC, not even just the West, the AFC in general, and it has gotten so tough. And when people talk even about me now, they ask about, oh, you guys should have had a Super Bowl. Well, guess what? We had to go through Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, you name it. We had to get there. Now with the AFC, you have a Patrick Mahomes, you have a Josh Allen, you know, even Trevor Lawrence is coming around. If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, then you got to see him. Russell Wilson, if Sean Payton able to get him back on track, now you got to go through him. And so the progression now to get a ring now just got a lot tougher.
Sean Merriman joining us. Lights Out one more time. Tell everybody about Lights Out Extreme Fighting happening on May the 6th.
May 6th in Burbank, California, Los Angeles. If you guys can't get there, watch us on Fubo TV, Fubo Sports, Lights Out Extreme Fight. Now we got the next upcoming MMA fighters of the industry. These guys are going to be your next superstars, and I'm just really proud to promote, and they come through Lights Out Extreme Fighting before they go elsewhere. So check us out on Fubo Sports.
Sean, appreciate your time as always. Good luck with the event. We'll be watching, and hopefully we'll be talking to you down the road as well.
You got it. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Sean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.